Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
My name's Bill Donegan and I work for Special Effects in the R&D department.
So why are you setting up here? Can you tell us a bit about the story behind Special Effects?
So Special Effects was set up about 4 years ago, and the main aim was to find ways of people who've got some sort of disability, people who can't use a computer in the normal way or can't play a video game in the normal way using a normal controller or mouse and keyboard, and find ways for people to play computer games and do other leisure activities if they can't use the ordinary ways of controlling a computer. So today we're showing eye control, because we're doing a world record attempt to get the biggest eye control tournament ever, which is, I'm guessing, a new record, so hopefully we'll make a record at least. And we're also doing the fastest lap of the game we've got today, which is Trackmania Nations. And the way we got it to work with the eye control is we created a little bit of software with a volunteer called Tim Brogdon, and that turns the mouse movements from the eye control into keyboard presses for the game.
How does the process even begin about getting eye control in a or our standard games?
So it's often quite tricky, because basically what you're doing with eye control is moving a cursor around the screen by looking around the screen in the way we're using it. So obviously there's certain games that you can do that with using a way of doing a left click, for instance, by blinking or just dwelling on an area. So obviously games like point and click games, a lot of those can be played with this. But then if people want to play other types of games, such as racing games, there's only one, to my knowledge, that you can play using a mouse pointer. So we came up with this idea for the software to open up lots of games to more people who use things like eye control or head control and can't use the keyboard to play the game.
So can you show me a bit of in action then, please? So I need to get out of the way of your eye line in this.
So the first thing I'd do is, so I've just sat down in front of the computer, is I'm just going to do a quick calibration. So basically this is just telling the computer that it's a different person sat in front of it to the person who just had a go on it. So all I'm doing is I'm going to look at this target on the screen, and then as you can see, the mouse is flickering everywhere because we've changed the sensitivity settings to make it work best for this game. If you're using it for normal computer use, you'd put some smoothing on to sort of make it a bit more accurate, but for this game it works perfectly well. Okay, so I think that might just about work. So I'll just close the calibration down, and now I'm just going to so we've got that's the alt controller running, and what I do is I press, we're doing it in the physical form, but you can put on screen buttons up to start the alt controller. So I'm starting that now. Now as I look around the screen, the car will follow where I'm looking. So if I want to look right, I'll look slightly to the right. If I want to look left at this corner, I'll look to the left. I'm not doing particularly well. I can't really talk and do it at the same time. And then anywhere sort of up to the, if you look at the track, you'll basically accelerate. So if I look down there, it'll come to a stop and I'll roll back down the hill. But it's set up so you don't have to look at the sky to accelerate. You just look sort of at the track ahead of you. And then it's the final corner.
How difficult was it to bring the tech into Trackmania?
So it works quite nicely. I mean, the main reason we chose it was because of the short levels. For people having goes, you know, who aren't used to it, it's quite good just to do a short burst of a track and do it a few times. But the actual making the profile with the old controller is what we call this bit of software. It was one of the easier than. Obviously it takes some tweaking, and we made a particular, changed it for the event because people aren't used to using eye control, obviously. But it was, I mean,